Award-winning crime writer Pete Early is known for his nonfiction accounts of the criminal justice system, as well as for the craven exploits of Americans who spy against their own country. Recently, he's turned his hand to fiction. Alan Chews has a review of his new novel. It's called Lethal Secrets.
Wyatt Conway is a maverick deputy U.S. Marshal whose wife has left him for an FBI agent. His career takes a sharp turn when one of his prized charges in the Witness Protection Program, an enforcer for the Russian mafia, has his head blown off by an imported Russian sniper. Marshal Conway finds himself reassigned to an interagency counterterrorism unit, and he becomes rapidly entangled in fighting a plot that could lead to the nuclear destruction of Washington. During the Cold War, it seems, the Soviets sent over a team of disguised Russian scientists who put together a hydrogen bomb and cached it away in the basement of the old Soviet embassy in downtown D.C. Now some Chechen terrorists are trying to gain control of that hidden H-bomb. As it happens, the leader of the terrorists, Movladi the Viper Islamov, turns out to have been a student of Wyatt Conway's when the U.S. Marshal was teaching a course in law enforcement at a local university, back in the days before 9/11, when we were all a bit more innocent. The Cold War, present-day terrorism, U.S. interagency turf wars, Central Asian separatism, the new Russia, and post-9/11 America all come together in the struggle to keep the Chechens from detonating that H-bomb. Maybe all this sounds a bit overwrought to you, such a striking confluence of all these things, but that's what good plot-making is all about, making the seemingly disparate all come together, and despite a lot of moving parts, Pete Early's novel has a plot so good you'll accept an ending that's really quite preposterous, and at the same time, quite a blast.
The book is Lethal Secrets by Pete Early. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.